Hare Krishna. So Krishna is described about what will be the destination of that yogi who has practiced yoga very little in his previous life. Now Krishna is going to talk about that yogi who has practiced for a long time and then he has fallen. What will be his destination? Shloka number 42 talks about this. Athava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam etaddhi durlabhataram loke janmayad idrisham. So here Krishna is saying that athava. So he's talking about whom? The unsuccessful person after long practice of yoga. He's talking about that yogi, athava. And he says, what will be his destination? Yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam. So this personality will take birth in whom? Yoginam eva kule, in the family of a transcendentalist who are bhavati dhimatam, who are endowed with great wisdom, great transcendental wisdom. And then it is said that certainly, you know, talking about that birth, he's saying, certainly this particular birth that we're talking about, loke janma, such a birth is durlabhataram, is very rare in this world. So this point is very important to understand that the person is not in loss. Long practice of yoga, long practice of bhakti yoga, and the person takes birth in the family of devotees where all the family members are very much fired up in practicing bhakti. And by their influence, by their association, he also starts practicing very nicely. So this is an opportunity that Krishna gives to everyone. Whoever is sincere, they will get opportunity according to their sincerity and seriousness. So let's see this. Birth in a family of yogis or transcendentalists, those with great wisdom, is praised herein because the child born in such a family receives a spiritual impetus from the very beginning of his life. Now this is very clear. Just imagine in the house, everyone is practicing bhakti. Now when the child takes birth, say in a devotee family, even before he takes birth, all the devotees are praying for that child, chanting more rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra for that child. And when the child takes birth, so how is the naming ceremony done? How are the various samskaras done? Where all the devotees come, they all chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they all sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, dedicating that kirtan, dedicating that seva for that child. And all of them, they bless the child. They shower their choicest blessings on the child. Now just imagine, even when the child has not taken birth or has just taken birth, the child is getting so many wonderful blessings and so many wonderful association of devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When he grows up in such a nice setup, in such a nice association, won't he get attracted? Won't he get inclined towards doing all these activities? Naturally he will do. In that family where everyone is chanting Hare Krishna, right from childhood, this, you know, small child will hold the beads and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Right from childhood, right from the time when he is drinking the breast milk of the mother. Now, since the mother is having prasadam, the milk that is coming through her breast is also prasadam. So, right from the time he has taken birth, what is he taking? He is accepting prasad. He is honoring prasad of the Lord. How fortunate this person is. How fortunate this rare soul is. So in this way, such a person gets spiritual impetus right from the childhood. It is especially the case in the Acharya or the Goswami family. Such families are very learned and devoted by tradition and training, and thus they become spiritual masters. In India, there are many such Acharya families, but they have gone degraded due to insufficient education and training. So there are many families, you know, many families of Acharyas, the great personalities, the great Goswamis who were there. So they all practice, you know, very nicely according to Shastra, whatever is given. Obviously, now with time, the practice is going down because of the influence of the Western culture and the influence of the media and so many other nonsensical things of this world. But right from time immemorial, we see that there are some set of families who practice the Shastric rules and regulations, the bhakti process that is given very, very rigidly, very nicely. And they are on a very, very elevated platform. That's what is given here. That by the grace of Lord, there are still some families that foster transcendentalists generation after generation, it is certainly very fortunate to take birth in such families. Now, we do understand, now all of us are practicing bhakti. I don't know how many of us watching these videos have taken birth in devotee family, but most of us, at least in this generation, people have not got the opportunity to practice bhakti in the devotee family. They have become devotees after some time. Maybe after they have gone to college, or maybe they have started working, or there are some people who have got married and have kids and then they have started practicing bhakti. So we all are not that fortunate, you know, to take birth in a devotee family and right from childhood, you know, practice devotional service. But then when it comes to Srila Prabhupada, when it comes to his spiritual master Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they all took birth in devotee family. So Srila Prabhupada's father, that is a personality who was very, very much devoted, you know, to practicing devotional service. He was always into various activities of devotional service, various angas of devotional service, was practiced very nicely by him. In fact, Prabhupada recollects in one of the memories, he says that when we were in our childhood, when we were sleeping at night, when my father would come late at night, still he would be worshipping the Lord, and we were able to hear the sound of the bell which was ringing, ding, ding, ding. So this is the samskar. This is the samskar that a person gets who takes birth in a devotee family. Because everyone is practicing bhakti nicely, so he gets that samskar right from childhood. Same with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So when it comes to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his father was a great, great, great personality in our line of Gaudiya Vaishnav, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, whose name was Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Now Bhakti Vinod Thakur was such a great acharya that even he had set such an amazing example in the entire house. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he became such a great pure devotee by the influence of his father and his entire family basically. So in this way we see that the ones who take birth in a devotee family, they are extremely fortunate. There is no doubt about that. Extremely fortunate. Because right from childhood, the seed of devotion is sown in their heart. And all the favorable circumstances there, where that seed is watered very nicely, nice sunlight is given, and nice protection is given so that Bhakti Lata creeper can grow very, very nicely. So it is said that, here Prabhupada is saying, both of us were trained in the devotional service of the Lord from the very beginning of our lives. Later on, we met by the order of the transcendental system. So Prabhupada and his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were trained very nicely. In fact, I remember one pastime where Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan De, he would be very keen. He would be very keen right from childhood of Srila Prabhupada. At that time, his name was Abhay Charan. So when Abhay Charan was very young, at that time, Gaur Mohan De, his father, he would make sure that he would do various spiritual activities, and he also had an intense desire that he should learn Mridanga. So Gaur Mohan De, he hired a nice teacher, a musical teacher, where that teacher would come home and teach Abhay Charan how to play Mridanga. How wonderful it is.
Yes.
And also in the childhood, Srila Prabhupada or Abhay Charan, he would see his father worshipping Radha Krishna. So one day he called out to his father and he said that even I want Radha Krishna, I also want to worship Radha Krishna. And Gaur Mohan De, now very nicely, he got small deities of Radha and Krishna and gave it to Abhay Charan. And when Gaur Mohan De would worship, Abhay Charan would copy his father and he would also worship his small deities. Aha, what training. This is called as training that is given in the family of devotees. And in the family of materialists, what training is given? How to do good sense gratification? And then, nicely, right from childhood, people are trained, no, you have to become a big person. You have to earn a lot of money. You should have this status, that status. Unfortunately, they are not told that you have to become a pure devotee. So what about us now? What can we do? After learning this verse, what can we do? We didn't get this opportunity. At least we can give this opportunity to the next generation. All the ones who are married and having kids, at least they should make sure that they should practice bhakti very, very intensely at home, both husband and wife. They should do all the angas of devotional service very nicely, starting from Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Archanam, that is deity worship. And they should be having only prasadam. Non-veg should be completely stopped in the house. And they should cook nice bhoga, offer it to Krishna, with lot of love and devotion. And everyone can have that at home. We missed that opportunity to take birth in a devotee family and practice bhakti. But why not give that opportunity to the next generation? The kids who are there who have taken birth, you know, in all those families. So it's very, very important that we meditate on this point, that how can I help my child to become a pure devotee and go back home back to Godhead? It is very nicely given in Bhagavatam. That father is not a father, that mother is not a mother who does not help the child to go back home back to Godhead. So in this way, at least we should, you know, meditate on this, that I should practice bhakti very nicely, keep the entire house in nice devotional setup, and make sure that nothing sinful happens, nothing sinful activities happen in this house. Only Krishna conscious activities will happen in this house. With all this determination, if we set the house in devotional mood, and we practice very, very nicely, what will happen? The kids, even when if we don't tell them that you should do this, just by looking at the parents, they will start practicing very nicely. So this is a great responsibility that all the parents have to set a nice devotional environment in the entire house so that the small babies, the small toddlers who have taken birth can get that devotional seed, and by the mercy of all the parents who are there who are practicing bhakti, that devotional seed can grow very nicely, very, very fast, and they can become nice, perfect devotees and attain Krishna this very lifetime. So this is what we can do. This is the opportunity that we can open, you know, for all the next generation people. So in this way, Krishna has said that a person after a long practice, when he falls, he directly takes birth in a house of transcendentalist, a nice devotee family, and he continues from there, and for sure, you know, he attains perfection after that, because he has got all the opportunity to revive Krishna consciousness. Now Krishna is going to continue the same theme, and now he is going to talk about, after taking birth in such families, what the person does. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.